Before we have 3 hours of prayer, let's use the message in James for our mutual encouragement. Let's turn to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 13. If anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Sing him and prayer are a Christian duty and a privilege. And from this verse, we also know even we are Christians, suffering, cheerful events are in our daily life. It's not necessary. We are Christian, so we are immune from the suffering. Because no matter suffering or the cheerful things, all of them is for our common good. But we should know how to deal with it. We cannot avoid our surrounding, the things happen to us, but we should know how to face it, how to deal with it. The praying man is as important as the attitude of prayer. We know no matter what happened to us, we keep reading Bible, praying, attending the fellowship. But the attitude, that is the key. The power of prayer, according to God's will, is limitless. If we pray according to God's will, if we read the Bible, have right attitude, if we attend the fellowship, the service, have right attitude, that is the blessing. No matter what situation you are, it will be still blessing. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Confidence is a positive, wonderful word. Confidence. When we do anything, we need to have the confidence. But in this society, people emphasize your own confidence. I think I can do this. I think I can do that. I. Your own confidence. But the Christian, we have different kinds of confidence. That is the true confidence. This confidence, because of we believe in Jesus. Jesus is our foundation. Because of Jesus, we have confidence. So here say, if we ask anything according to his will, and then We have confidence. So his will. For this reason, we read the Bible, we study the Bible, we share our experience, because we want to know God's will. God have common will, general will for us. For example, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Here mentioned three items. We are all familiar with these three items. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. This is so-called the common will of God. A Christian, by God's grace, we should live a life of joy, have a life of prayer, have a life of thanksgiving. And God also give everyone have his special will. So many times we are struggles in this kind of special will. What's God's purpose on me? So we need to try to find out what's the special will of God on me. For this reason, through our prayer, through our observation, through our inspiration by the Holy Spirit, yes, we should find out what's the purpose God have on me. And we will know the special will of God for our personally. So, when we do according to God's will, we ask, God will listen and fulfill. Confidence, so important. If we have confidence, we can do anything. Let's also turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be shamed before him at his coming. This is the greatest day. This is the most wonderful day. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He come again, the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. How could it become the most wonderful day for us? Here also use this term, confidence. Do you have the confidence to welcome the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ? How could we have confidence? Here say, little children, abide in him. If we abide in Him, yes, we have confidence when He come in again. So abide in Him. This is the key points. How could we abide in Him? You know, God is spirit. We have this flesh body. God transcends time and space. We are limited in time and space. So how could we abide in Him? But here say, if we abide in Him, then we have the confidence in His second coming. So this is very important. Abide in Him. God so loved us. If God say you abide in Him, then you have confidence. And God will allow us to abide in Him. So, from the Bible, we know how could we abide in Him. God can manifest Himself in different ways to allow us abide in Him. The words, God's words, is words of life. God's words is the living words. So when we have Bible reading, Bible study, we have God's words abundantly in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our daily life, and we abide in Him. John chapter 15. When God, when Lord Jesus said, "I am the true vine," in that paragraph, you can realize how could we abide in Him. If we abide in His words, we abide in Him. How could we abide in Him? The Holy Spirit. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we are in Him, and He is also in us. How wonderful. So for this reason, in the book of Jude, say we need to pray in spirit. Pray in spirit. That have two meanings. Use our good spirit in our prayer. The other meaning, pray in Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit pray for us. Let the Holy Spirit intercession for us. For this reason, God is so generous to pour down the Holy Spirit to us. I believe most of you in your E2, you have received the Holy Spirit by God's grace, by God's generous. How could a little boy, little girl receive the Holy Spirit? They might not know much about the Bible. But God so loved us. God would allow us abide in Him. God's love. If we continually walk in God's way, it means we also walk in God's love. We are immersed ourselves in God's love. We are abide in Him. What is the body of Christ? The church. The church is the body of Christ. If we have the right attitude to join the fellowship, to join the worship, Lord Jesus said, when we get together in the name of Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father is among us. We are in Him. We abide in Him. So when we abide in Him, we have the confidence. No matter when does Jesus come again, we have the confidence. First John chapter 3, verse 2. First John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we should be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now we are limited in the time and space. The spiritual realm for us is unknown. That is the unknown. Even Bible try to explain to us what we can say, just like Paul say, is beyond our imagination. Paul say, I don't know how to describe it because it's not in material realm. It's in spiritual realm. But the important is we need to have the confidence. We abide in Him. So when Jesus come again, we will be like Him in that wonderful, beyond our imagination situation. So abide in Him. Remember, keep asking yourself, do I abide in Him? His word, His spirit, His love, His body. Let's turn back to James chapter 5. James chapter 5:13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Thank God, most of you, you are so blessed. You are so lucky. Most of you, you have so wonderful family. You have very good protection. You don't need to worry the providing. Everything, what you need, your parents always prepare. Not just enough, usually more than enough for you. But in the future, one day, you should become independent. One day, you should have your own life. So in the future, one day, you might encounter so-called the suffering, the trials. At that moment, not just feel upset, not just feel frustration. You know, that's the process. You become more mature. That is the process. You become true independence. That's good for you. But how could you face it and go through it? Here say, let us pray. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14. Chapter 7, verse 14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him. All things work together for our benefit, for the person who loves God. So for this reason, in our life, the joyful thing, the suffering thing, will mingle together in our life to help us, to teach us, to strengthen us, focus our goal in that at the most reward. Yes, we live in the time and space. Yes, we still need the material things to survive us. But this is only the method, it's not the goal. Our goal is the eternity. Our goal is not the temporary world. So we need to have balance. It's not necessary because I focus on the eternity. So I don't care the temporary issue. That is also wrong. You are cheating yourself. Because you have this flesh, you cannot separate the material issue. But you need to have balance. The material issue is just for now. It's not the uttermost goal. Our uttermost goal is eternity, is heavenly kingdom. But for us, we are easy to focus on now, the temporary issue. So for this reason, God loves us. Keep reminding us. You still have that wonderful thing waiting for you. The precious diamond always put in a very good box. The box better than any box because this box has diamond in it. So what is the true value? That diamond is not this box. Even this box look is so beautiful. But the true value is diamond, it's not this box. So what is the true value? It's our eternity. Even we can have a colorful life in this world. It's so colorful. It's so exciting. But don't forget, there's more valuable issue for us to pursue the eternity. Let's turn to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Verse 42. Verse 42, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. 43. Then angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. This is one of the famous prayer in the Bible, the prayer of Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus was praying in the Gethsemane. From here, we also can see the purpose of the suffering. When we go through the suffering, we will know how to submit ourselves to God's will. I have mentioned God's will is one of the key points in our whole life. As long as we know God's will, as long as we do according to God's will, we do not have the true confidence. If we do not have true confidence, we cannot face our challenge. We cannot reach our utmost goal. So here, Lord Jesus, he learned what is God's will. He learned how to submit himself to God's will. After we learn God's will, after we submit ourselves to God's will, what's the result? Verse 43, let's read that again. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. Strengthening him. This is also what we need. We need a strength. We need the power of God to strengthen us. How could we have the strength come from above when we submit ourselves? Before we have the submission action, first, we should have submission prayer. Just like here, Jesus, verse 42, so wonderful. Let me read it again. Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Yes, we have our own experience, our own knowledge, our own will. So at the beginning, Lord, listen my prayer. I humble myself in front of you. Not only do I physically kneel down, my heart also kneel down. Yes, that is a very, very good attitude, but that is not good enough. When we say my heart also kneel down, that is means like Jesus. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. After this prayer, and then 43, the angel appears to him, strengthening him. Do we need a strength? Yes. Even we still young, even we are blessed we are lucky. We have so many providing. We have so many protection. Not only our family, the church. You know what? Every uncle and aunt, when they prepare the meal, almost every meal different. Could you imagine 10, 14 days, 28 meals? Before they come to here, they call, what do you want to cook? I don't want to repeat your dish. Indeed, we receive so many love. Because we are beloved. So we are here to learn, including the pastors. We like you. Human is human. In our prayer, learn how to submit ourselves to God. And then we can have true submission actions. And then God will send the angels, even Lord Jesus himself, strengthen us. How wonderful. We have confidence, the true confidence. Now, please come forward. Let's pray together.